This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio on this day after Thanksgiving. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we call this
Learning University.
Learning University. We had 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to come your way, and we have going to repeat our questions quickly for the last time. Well, maybe we'll do it one more time, but let's go ahead, and then we'll get back to the phones, fellas.
Well, I have two left. No one's taking a nibble on these, so I'm going to stick with these two. If they get answered, maybe I'll toss one in. During the battle where the sun stood still in Joshua 10, who were the people that the Israelites were fighting? And then an Andy Griffith Show question. Two characters on Andy Griffith had the last name Beasley. One was Juanita at the diner. That was Barney's girlfriend. Who was the other one on Andy Griffith who had the last name Beasley? That's what I've got so far.
Here's what I've got. Only one, I said only one NFL team has never played a game on Thanksgiving. Name the team. Second question, what word for elaborate decorative lettering comes from the Greek meaning beautiful writing? You know somebody that does this real scrolling, pretty lettering? What's the name? What do you call that? Then another football question. The Detroit Lions have played football on Thanksgiving Day every year since when? This is multiple choice. A, 1924, B, 1934, or C, 1944. And they did have a brief pause during World War II. But the Detroit Lions, every single day on Thanksgiving Day, including yesterday, since when? 1924, 1934, or 1944?
My two questions that have gone unanswered, heretofore.
Heretofore
gone unanswered, and that would be this. There are two states that border eight states. What are they? There are only two states in the U.S. that border eight other states. What are they? Or name them. Number two, the famous movie from 1967, Cool Hand Luke. I want to know who the star was in that movie, and what is the famous line that we still use even today? And JJ and Ed knew it when I asked.
We know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew it before when I asked the question before the show. So there you go. Those are my two questions, Ed.
All right. We're going back. Texas has come up big today. We're going back to Texas. Brad is on the line. Brad, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
to you, Brad.
Brad, how you doing today?
I am outstanding. I've only called in one other time before. I'm from Ezel, Texas, which is close to Victoria. To cut Tim off there before he can even get started.
There you go. Hey, Brad, what did you guys have turkey, ham? What did it look like yesterday on the table?
It was ham, and for the first time in a lot of years, we didn't go anywhere. We just stayed right here at the house, and I was very grateful for that.
Amen.
Thankful for not having to drive.
Huh? You know, when you first get married, first get married, and you know what Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day always look like, and you get married and you go, boy, I can't wait this Thanksgiving to go to my grandparents. And then your spouse says, oh, wait, I thought we were going to go to do this because this is all I've ever known and ever done. And what do we do on Christmas Eve? And so a whole lot of our listeners, it was staggered. You went to this grandparents and, you know, Wednesday night and had Thanksgiving, and you went to this side of the family, and then you, and like Brad said, boy, it's nice when you can just wake up and go, hey, we didn't even have to travel. We just got to be right here in our home and enjoy this food and dessert, and
that can be a real
and
blessing.
Have a lot to be grateful for. Yeah. Hey, Brad, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both today, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I think I'm going to go with the Cool Hand Luke.
Okay, Brad, the question is, Cool Hand Luke was a popular movie in 1967, and everybody knows the name of that movie today. Who was the major star, and what is the line from that movie that we still use today?
Okay, the major star was Paul Newman.
True.
And the line was, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
That's deserving of a hat. I was going to say the same thing.
Brad, not only did you deliver, you got it in that fella's voice. That was really good.
You just won a Trivia Friday Oscar.
Yeah. Yes.
Right there.
Amen.
We're going to send you a ball cap for that. So wait, and we'll get your address when we get done answering your question. But you're right. Cool. Okay. How did you know that? Do you remember that movie or what?
Well, back when I used to be a heathen, I used to watch a lot of TV, and I've seen that movie a number of times.
And so who says to Paul Newman, it's the guard or the chief?
It's been so long since I've seen it. I can't remember.
He's like the captain. He's in charge, and Paul Newman would do some little minor infraction. He'd put him in the sweat box, put him in solitary confinement. What we have here is a failure to communicate. He gave everybody his orders, and he'd tell them to jump, and they just say, how high? Paul Newman, he just like, man, you don't own me.
You're not going to break me, huh?
No, you're not going to break me. And that fella kept telling him over and over, you know, about that failure to communicate.
That's funny. All right, yep, you're right.
Yeah, that guy's name was Strother Martin.
Strother Martin.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yep. What we've got here is a failure to communicate.
Hey, did you say you had a story, a question for us?
Yes, sir, I do. What was Pepsi's original name?
What was Pepsi's original name?
I think we've had this years ago. I think somebody asked us this, and I just can't remember. No.
Fresca?
No, that's a
different brand altogether.
Different drink.
Fresca.
Pepsi. Huh.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah. We don't know. What's the answer, Brad?
Brad's drink.
What?
Brad's. Are you related to this Brad?
No, not at all.
Tell us the backstory.
Well, I really don't know the backstory, but one time somebody told me, hey, you know what Pepsi used to be called? And I said, what? And they said, Brad's drink. And I said, yeah, okay, whatever. So then I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it used to be called Brad's drink. I don't know the backstory on it. I'm sorry for that.
I'm guessing it was probably locally popular as Brad's drink, and then as it grew in popularity and went nationwide, they changed it. So, hey, that is some great trivia.
Brad, while we're at it, Dr. Pepper was invented in Waco, Texas. But originally, to your point, they would say, give me a Waco, and they call it Waco first. And they'd say, hey, what would you like? Give me a Waco. And they just come up with it there. Here's your Waco. Then they changed it to Dr. Pepper.
Huh. Hey, excellent trivia. Brad, I want you to stay on the line, okay? We're going to put you on hold, and then we're going to get your information for your AFR ball cap. Amanda will be getting your information, and then we'll stick that in the mail. It is the season where there's a lot of presents and stuff getting sent around, so I'm not sure when you'll get it, but hopefully you'll be soon.
Doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter that there's an extra season for what
we... Well, that's
for when we mail stuff out and where it has to go and sit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm venting here.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say anything more than what I've said because... It's frustration with the particular mail service that we have. You know, what we have here is a failure to deliver mail.
What we have here is a failure to deliver mail.
What we have here is a letter that sits in a bin for 30 days somewhere in Tennessee.
You got to say this. I got something in the mail. And I said, oh, this is nice. One of our mutual friends wanted us to write something to include in her husband's birthday. And his birthday was 5 days ago.
Yeah.
And we got it in the mail, and they sent it in plenty of time, and we just got it Saturday.
Okay, now, listen, I share those kind of frustrations.
So do let me you, just, do you, Ed? Yeah,
yes, I do. Yes, you? I do. But let me just say, it's hard to figure this. Now, one of our grandchildren, little Noble, loves the idea of getting something in the mail. So about a month ago, my wife said she got some postcards. And I said, what are you going to do with those? She said, I'm going to send them to little Noble because he loves to get stuff in the mail.
Right.
And I said, it was a birthday card. His birthday was coming up. And I said, he's never going to get that on time.
Even though he lives
one town over.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'm sending it because it gives, so in other words, mind your own business, Papa, I'm doing it.
Is this your idea?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think so.
Okay. And he got it 3 days later or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the mail works anymore because usually it does take 30 days.
Our daughter, one of our daughters, she got a wedding invitation she sent to somebody, and it came back to our house 2 years later.
2 years?
Yes, and it didn't say, sorry about that. It didn't have stamped on there, lost or fell behind the counter.
Yeah.
No explanation, no nothing. It's just like, it didn't even say return to sender or anything. It was like
2 years.
And think about how many people feel like they got slighted because they didn't get, and that old joke, 2 years in the mail.
Yeah.
I know how you can cut that in half. Just give it to JJ and let him hand deliver it.
I'm the wrong person to be talking about delivery.
Man.
Oh, my word. That just came back to bite me.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You cut that two-year delivery time
in half.
Oh, that's
you'd have to have heard the first part of the show to appreciate that joke.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're going to go back to North Carolina.
Little piece of me just died.
Finally, we get back to Riley, who couldn't hear us or we couldn't hear her or something earlier. Riley, welcome back. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Riley?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Where do you live in North Carolina?
In Hamlet.
Hamlet. Okay. Tim, do you know where Hamlet is?
Hamlet. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You
don't
the
know
play,
where Hamlet
though.
Is. I know, you know, that's a Shakespearean town.
That's right. Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Riley, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
The one about the two states that border the eight states.
Here you go, Tim. The two states that border the eight
states. All right, yeah, there are two states that border eight other states. Name them, Riley.
Missouri and Tennessee.
There you go.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's great.
Missouri and Tennessee both, and those two states are states that border the most.
Right, right.
Riley, did you have to look that up, or did you have to look on a map or something, or how did you know that?
My mom looked it up.
Good for her.
Good teamwork.
Research.
Teamwork, yeah.
Hey, where do you live? You said North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for a hat, Riley, tell me the states that border North Carolina.
That border North Carolina?
Yeah, border your state.
Virginia?
Yep.
She's using a lifeline. That's okay. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
South Carolina.
That's correct. Virginia, yep. South Carolina. Yep.
And Tennessee.
Tennessee. I think that's the three. Wait a minute. North Carolina. There's one more state. I'm almost certain that borders North Carolina.
Georgia.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's the four. Virginia to the north. Now, to North Carolina and then Tennessee to the east and Georgia to the east or southeast and then South Carolina. Yeah, way to go. We're going to send you a ball cap. There you go.
Do you wear ball caps?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Riley, we hope that you and your family had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Does she have a question for us?
Oh, yeah. You have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
When was Antarctica officially discovered?
Antarctica?
Yes, sir.
Antarctica.
Officially discovered. You talking about by Western Europeans?
Well, I think. Well, is that a joke?
No. I'm sure there were people.
It was discovered by other people because they were there.
They were there, kind of indigenous peoples. Okay. Oh, you know what? No, Antarctica. Wait, I guess it would have to be. There'd be nobody living down that way.
That's right. A lot of penguins.
Yeah. All right. I was thinking Arctic.
How would you know you've discovered Antarctica?
All right. I was unnecessarily complicating this.
I think just go back to the holiday. Then we will get a day off. Somebody celebration. Just remember what day it is, and we can remember the year.
Yeah, we don't know the answer to that, right?
No.
Go ahead.
It was January 27th,
1820. 1820. Who discovered it?
Pardon?
It's very hard to say his name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So one of our...
Is she going to say it? I'm sorry.
No, it's just... she says it's just too hard to
say the...
Yeah, to say the... It's like some of those names in the Bible.
Well, spell it.
Fabian Bellingshausen?
That's close.
Fabian Bellingham. What is that's a great name. Fabian Belling what? Housing?
You can if you get to the Olive Garden early. They have
you can order that with the bread.
It's like
an early bird special.
No, that's who's waiting on you. Fabian Hollygod Garden.
Bellinghausen. What a great name. Fabian Bellinghausen.
Right.
All right. Have a great. Oh, do we need her to stay on the line?
Yeah, we need her.
And you wonder why he never had a country named after him, right? Hey, we ain't going with this.
Fabian Bellinghausen. No. All right, Riley, we're going to put you on hold, and Amanda will get your information, and you get yourself a free hat. How's that?
Amanda,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thank your lifelines there who are helping you out.
Amanda came in to volunteer to answer the phone, and she's not even an employee here.
Right.
She's related to her husband, Brent.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we thank you for listening to AFR and to Trivia Friday. And all my questions have been answered, guys.
Well, throw another one in there. Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know how I am, Ed.
No, I know exactly how you are.
I really researched my own questions.
He's messing with you.
And so you're just gonna watch.
I'm gonna put it on cruise control.
You're gonna watch the ball game.
Me? Watch the ball game? I wouldn't watch the ball game while we're doing the show.
Tim's alma mater.
Well, we got the Ole Miss versus Mississippi State game today going on, and Ole Miss is heavily favored, as they should be. So,
your school's about to tie it up.
Yeah, they're about to tie the ball game up, so I was watching a little bit of that.
Let me back up just a little bit. Yeah. So, a lot of states.
This is rivalry weekend, a lot of schools playing their rivals today.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of states have in-house in-state rivalries. Ours is Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and each year it's called the Egg Bowl. So a lot of you listening, you've got all your favorites. So our Egg Bowl not only has been played today, it's on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on Thanksgiving weekend, it's called the Deviled Egg Bowl. Did you know that?
Oh, because of deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Which
deviled
my eggs. Wife loves those.
I love we deviled eggs.
I don't care.
You had them yesterday?
Oh, we had them. We had them, too.
You know, when you have to choose between deviled eggs... Yep. And angel cake.
Angel food cake.
I want to know who wins that one.
Why? Oh, I see.
You got
angel and devil.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wins that one? You know?
Well, I know. In my heart, angel food cake would, because I don't care that much for deviled eggs.
Yeah.
My wife and daughter love. Everyone else in my family loves deviled
eggs. I'm impressed.
All right, back to the phones. Back to the phones.
All right, we'll go to Louisiana, and Debbie is on the line. Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Glad
you.
Glad to be here.
Where do you live in Louisiana, Debbie?
I live in West Monroe.
Okay,
hey, wonderful.
Our good friend, Northeast Louisiana.
Our good friend Tim Todd lives there. I don't know if you know Tim or not.
Yeah.
Revival Fires. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy.
Yes. I know of him. I don't know him personally, but I do know of him.
And that's where the Duck Dynasty family is, too, right? The Robertses?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, the Lord's used
them. I've seen them quite a bit.
I'll bet you have right there, not just at Dollar General. You've seen them probably out and about at events and things. Hey, Debbie.
Well, I have like five Dollar Generals within my area.
Wow. Well, hey, Debbie, I want to first of all say thank you for those little cakes you make. Those are a real fan favorite. I personally have enjoyed those for many, many years. Thank you for that.
Well,
and thank you for listening to AFR. Ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I want to do both, but one of my questions has already been answered, so I'm going to take a stab at a different one.
Okay.
Which one?
The one about the writing, fancy writing.
Yes, here's the question. What word for elaborate, decorative, fancy writing comes from the Greek word beautiful writing?
Calligraphy.
Yeah. Nicely
well done.
Yeah, I've got a daughter, Sadie Morgan, that does that, and it's just amazing to watch somebody do that. Did you really?
Yep. I had all the calligraphy pens. And
Yeah, I believe it. It's a good artist. He does pencil sketches and things and got a real gift.
Pen and ink.
But I didn't know that you did calligraphy.
Yep. Debbie, do you do calligraphy?
No, I don't. I had a first cousin that did, but I never learned.
Isn't that beautiful? My daughter will get people that are getting married to hire her to address all the envelopes to send out for the wedding.
You know, that makes me, I sparks a question I have, and that would be, has there ever been a doctor that used calligraphy?
I saw a meme.
I don't think so.
You know these memes that offer all this great advice? It said, a famous doctor once said, and it was just all this chicken scratching. There was nothing. There was not even any words that you could read. I thought, that was a funny line right there.
You know, there is a real problem there, and that is these are people, doctors, while highly educated, and evidently didn't learn to write, and they're scribbling out prescriptions.
That's right.
And
you're taking it to the pharmacist, so
you got your doctor giving you a prescription, takes it to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist has to try to translate exactly what it is they're supposed to give you that you're supposed to take to make you better.
That and that if you don't take it, they'll take the right stuff. Yeah, could harm you.
Yeah, you see how that chain of events could go wrong.
Hey, I'm gonna turn this into a drive time devotion. Somebody said, "Well, I just wish I had more faith. I just can't have enough faith." They said, "You can be on vacation, get ill, you go to a doctor that you've never met. He writes something you can't read. You take it to a pharmacist
that you've never met,
he has to translate, and he gives you some pills, and you take that with full confidence that you're going to feel better. And you don't know that it wasn't made in a factory, and it's just floor sweepings, you know, wherever in China that they made it. But you just say, oh, I know I'm going to get better because I went to the doctor, and they gave me these. So let's translate that faith into standing on God's word.
Amen.
Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, do you have a question for us, Debbie?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
What is the only bird that can fly backwards?
A hummingbird. I'm answering for the team.
Oh, yes. That was easy. Go, JJ. Yeah.
I had one for a pet. I used to have June bugs, and I had a little piece of thread tied onto their legs, but I got me a hummingbird and did that same thing, just tied a little string on his leg and just took him different places with me. Took him for walks. Yeah, took him out.
Kept him away from the praying mantis.
Took him to the neighbor's bird feeder and let him get some stuff out of that little red flower.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie, we got to let you go because we are out of time. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening to American Family Radio. I just have two questions remaining. During the battle where the sun stood still in Joshua 10, who are the people the Israelites were fighting? You guys remember?
Forget.
The Amorites.
Oh, Amorites.
And the only other person, two people on Andy Griffith who had the last name Beasley. One was Juanita at the diner. The other one was Goober.
What?
Goober. His last name was Beasley.
Only NFL team that's never played a game on Thanksgiving, Jacksonville Jaguars. The Detroit Lions have been playing football on Thanksgiving Day every year.
Since
34.
34, wow.
They paused during World War II from 39 to 44, but every Thanksgiving, the Detroit Lions, Dallas jumped in there in 1966. Other ones have played on Thanksgiving Day.
All right, have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday, and take care.